All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I'm absolutely buzzing about today's topic. It's all about how to hang a disco ball without a drill. You know, this really can elevate the vibe at any party, right? Picture this, dazzling lights reflecting all around, music pumping, and that energy just rising. So let's dive into the straightforward methods you can use without wrecking your ceiling, which is a huge plus.
I can already picture it. So what's the first method? Like, do you just baller? Warrant, maint, stick it up there.
First off, we've got adhesive hooks. They're ideal for disco balls weighing up to 10 pounds. So imagine this. You've got a medium command hook that supports roughly 3 pounds, perfect for those lighter disco balls. Just stick them onto smooth, clean ceilings. But if you've got textured surfaces, oh boy, they're not gonna stick. It's like trying to glue something onto a bumpy road. It just doesn't work.
Wow, I never thought of that. So if someone has, like, one of those fancy textured ceilings, can they use a different method? I mean, it sounds like a disaster waiting to happen if that disco ball falls.
Exactly. Textured or, let's say, wallpapered ceilings can complicate things. That's why I'm a big fan of magnetic hooks. They perform wonders on metal surfaces. Imagine a trendy industrial loft with a metal ceiling. Just slap a magnetic hook on there and hang your disco ball without a hitch. However, if someone lives in an old wooden charm, like a Victorian house, they might need to attach a metal plate first to make it feasible.
Oh wow, a metal plate! It's like a disco ball's secret lair. Huffs. But what's the weight limit on these hooks? We don't want our disco dreams crashing down on us, do we?
Great question. For command hooks, the large ones can handle up to 7.5 pounds, so definitely check the weight of your disco ball before choosing a hook. Oh, and by the way, asterisk, always do a little test run with a lighter item before hanging the disco ball itself. Think of it as testing a roller coaster with a toy train before you decide to hop on.
Haha, right. I wouldn't want to be that person explaining why the disco ball just, plummeted like a meteor on the dance floor. So, if someone were to drill, is there a sweet spot in the room to hang it?
Absolutely. If drilling is an option, aim for the center of the room. You want it to create that epic moment when the spotlight shines right on the dance floor. Proper placement is crucial, and ensure it rotates freely once installed. You don't want your disco ball stuck in one position like a disco dinosaur, right?
Haha, oh man, a disco dinosaur would be the best or the worst. So just to sum up them, using adhesive hooks, magnetic hooks, maybe even command hooks, and testing stuff first is key, right?
Exactly. That's the essential takeaway. Just remember, we can all bring the disco vibes without worrying about damaging our ceilings. Just a little finesse, and before you know it, your friends will be dancing under those shimmering lights in no time.
Wow, I can't wait to try it. Thanks so much for the tips. Huh?